while, we'll land in Cuba and you'll meet Ricky's family.
Well, to tell you the truth, Ethel, I'm scared.
Scared?
Well, weren't you when you met Fred's family for the first time?
After marrying Fred, nothing could scare me.
Oh, I sure hope they like me.
Honey, they'll love you.
What if they don't?
Well, so they don't. What are they going to do, start another Spanish-American war?
Honey, stop worrying. They'll love you.
Oh, just think. You'll be visiting your relatives in a foreign land. Sometimes I wish I'd married a Cuban.
That makes two of us.
Ricky, what are you going to say when you meet your grandmother?
Buenos dias, abuela.
Very good, very good.
What are you going to say, Mommy?
What, dear?
What are you going to say when you meet my mother?
Oh, bonus dies, Maidri.
Bonus dies, Maidri? Honey, it's buenos dias, madre.
I don't think that's very nice, making fun of my Spanish.
Well, you've been making fun of my English for 15 years.
Well, that's different. Spanish is a foreign language.
Well, English is a foreign language to me.
Well, the way you speak it, it is to me, too.
I don't know why you're so worried. After all, Ricky's mother loved you when she visited you in New York.
Well, I'm not worried about his mother. It's all those other relatives, his aunts, his uncles, his nieces, his cousins, his great uncles, his great aunts.
Oh, now, honey, a big family's nice.
You don't know how big his family is. Let's see, there's Uncle Pedro and Aunt Rosa and Uncle
Rafael
and Aunt Sylvia and Aunt
Maria Pepa.
Maria Pepa.
Uncle Jorge.
That's Uncle George. Nandy, Manuel, and Berta.
Guillermito Melendez.
Who?
That's another uncle, Guillermo Melendez.
That's another one.
Amparo.
Amparo.
Eduardo.
Eduardo, he's the judge.
The twins.
The twins. If you ask me, you did not leave the island of Cuba voluntarily. You were squeezed off.
Now, look, honey, I told you that the only one that you got to worry about, and remember, the only one that is really important is Uncle Alberto.
Yeah, Uncle Alberto. He's the head of the family. I remember that.
That's right. He practically raised me. You make a good impression on him and you're in.
Well, I shall certainly try. You know that.
Now, I just want to warn you, it's not going to be easy. Uncle Alberto is the one that wanted me to marry a Cuban.
What were you saying, dear?
Oh, I was saying that Uncle Alberto is the one that wanted me to marry a cute, red-headed American.
You were not. You were saying that Uncle Alberto was the one who wanted you to marry a Cuban girl.
I didn't say anything of the kind.
But you were going to say it.
How you know?
I might not be able to understand what you say when you say it, but before you say it, I can understand what you're going to say perfectly.
No wonder Uncle Alberto wanted me to marry a Cuban girl.
So you admit it.
But I didn't marry a Cuban girl. I married you.
Daddy, I'm glad you married Mommy.
Well, you and me both, Berta. And I'll bet that Uncle Alberto will be glad, too, when he meets you.
Oh, I hope so, dear.
Sure.
Our clipper will be landing in Havana in 15 minutes.
Oh, dear, do we have to? Honey?
Yes, dear.
Honey, did we have to have this family reunion our first night in Havana? Couldn't you have made it some other night?
Well, honey, you know that we're only going to be in Havana two nights. And tomorrow night, they've asked me to appear at the Casino Parisien here at the Nacional. So what other night is there?
Well, I was thinking about some night next year, maybe.
Now, honey, you'll get along just fine.
Oh, I wish Fred and Ethel were going to be here.
Well, you know, we invited them, but they felt it was a family reunion. They didn't want to barge in.
Well, I feel the same way. I think I'll join Fred and Ethel.
Now, Lucy, come back here.
Daddy, when is Abuela going to get here?
In a few minutes, son.
Who?
Abuela.
He means grandma.
Oh. Oh, I'm so nervous I can't remember my own name.
It's Mommy.
Thank you very much. Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Well, look, all you have to remember is just a few words. If I help you, maybe they'll all come back to you.
All right.
Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, in Spanish. How are you going to greet them when they get here?
Oh, buenos dias.
No, no, dear. It's not quite that. It's not buenos dias. It's buenos dias.
Oh, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
That's it. Oh, but you can't use it now anyway because it's night outside. You got to say noches.
Noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
That's right. Good. How are you?
Fine. I'm a little nervous.
In Spanish, how are you?
Oh, how are you? How are you? Now, don't tell me. Say, I could have used you in high school.
¿Cómo está usted?
¿Cómo está usted?
Please, por favor.
Por favor.
Thank you, gracias.
Gracias.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Now, listen.
Por favor, adios.
Yeah, well, listen, honey. Just make sure that you mucha gracias, Uncle Alberto, all over the place. He likes that. Come on, sir.
Your coat right there.
Coming! Mama!
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God. How are you?
Thank you.
Look at your grandson.
Buenas noches, abuela.
Buenas noches, abuela.
Aquí, venga. ¿Cómo está? Ahora, I want you to meet my family. Pepe, y Enrique, y Rafael, Josefina, y Berta, y Silvia. This is my wife, Lucy.
Buenas noches. What they say?
They say they're very glad to meet you and that they like you very much. And this is my son. This is Ricky.
Buenas noches.
Look what Uncle Alberto brought you. This is my drum when I was a little boy.
Ricardo,
he looks like a Ricardo. Say, I got an idea. Would you like to play the drums with me tomorrow night?
Oh, boy!
Okay, we'll practice tomorrow. Alberto, quiero que conozca a mi señora ahora, eh?
Uh-huh.
Lucy, this is Uncle Alberto.
Hi.
Hi, business partner.
Oh, ¿qué quiere decir hello? ¿Cómo está usted?
Usted es una muchacha muy bonita.
How's that?
I was saying you're a very pretty girl.
Oh.
And where did you get that beautiful red hair?
Oh, I get it every 2 weeks. Oh.
I'll buy you a new one tomorrow. Everybody, will you ask? Let's have some punch, eh?
All right.
Punch again. Look well. Muy bien. She was nervous, you know. She was nervous meeting you.
Te dije que te debías haber casado con una muchacha cubana.
But I wasn't in love with a Cuban girl. You love Lucy when you get to know her. You really would. No,
well,
Lucy, dale una oportunidad.
I'll give. Very well, very well.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was so nervous. I made a terrible impression on your uncle.
Honey, no.
Why don't you tell him it's an old American custom?
Oh, no. What?
Well, when you like somebody, you break their hat.
Now, honey, I had a talk with him, and everything is smoothed out. Now, you just go over and talk with him.
Oh, do I have to?
Por favor, please.
Well, what'll I say?
Well, let him do the talking.
Oh, okay. Uncle Humberto?
Sí, querida. Would you care for some punch?
Sí, macho grasa.
What?
Sí, macho grasa.
Oiga, ¿qué modo de tratar al tío son esas cosas?
Nunca se había insultado a mí así. En la vida la has visto.
What did I say?
What did you say?
Well, Artie, he asked me if I wanted some punch. I said, sí, macho grasa.
Macho grasa? Oh, there is muchas gracias. You just call him a big fat pig.
Oh, okay.
I say you're sorry that you didn't know what you were saying.
Uncle Alberto. Oh! I'm so sorry.
You're not sorry.
I'm terribly sorry, Uncle Alberto. It'll come right off.
Yes.
You get some cold water.
Yeah.
It'll come right off.
Honey, please,
honey.
Lucy, sit down, darling. I'll get a towel there.
My cigars!
He should have married a Cuban girl.
Now, honey, it couldn't have been that bad.
Well, I ruined his straw hat, spilled punch on his clothes, crushed his cigars, and called him a big fat pig in Spanish.
Well, that's pretty bad even for you.
After what I did last night, Cuba may cut off America's sugar supply.
Come on, Barry. We got to go to rehearse.
Hi.
How are you? Hey, where'd you get that drum?
Gave it to me.
Yeah, that's the drum I used to have when I was a little boy.
Yeah?
Say, shall we tell him the big news? Ricky's gonna appear with me tonight.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
Will you be there?
Will we?
Why, we wouldn't miss that for anything in the world.
My whole family's coming. I got a big table reserved.
Yeah, you better reserve one table for your family and one for me.
Oh, now, honey, what are you talking about?
After what happened last night, Uncle Alberto will never want to see me again, much less sit at the same table with me.
No, that's not true.
Well, if the first time I met you, I said awful things, spilled stuff all over you, and acted like a first-class nincompoop, what would you have done?
Just what I did. Wait for my clothes to come back from the cleaners and then marry you.
Boy, he's got a memory like an elephant.
Come on, partner, we gotta go to rehearsal. Listen, after the rehearsal, I'm going to take him over to his grandma's house, and then I'm going to see Uncle Alberto, so I'll see you later.
Okay. Adios.
Goodbye.
Adios.
Oh, come on now, honey. Snap out of it. Let's all go shopping.
Shopping again?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go shopping. There's something I want to get.
What?
A box of cigars for Uncle Alberto. I found out where he has his maid. Maybe if I get some more for him, he'll get back in his good graces.
Oh, sure you will, honey.
Come on. Oh, look at me. Brown purse, blue shoes.
Heavens to Betsy.
Only be a second. I want to get my other purse.
I'm going to get my other wallet. I left my money in this one.
Yeah, this is the place, all right.
They make cigars by hand. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about that?
Honey, while you're buying the cigars, I think I'll go buy some more souvenirs.
Ethel, do you think I'm made of money?
Oh, I just want to buy a pair of those maracas.
Swell. Then we can mambo all the way to the poorhouse.
I'll catch up with you later.
Buenos dias, señora.
Buenos dias.
What can I do for you?
I'd like a box of Corona Grandi, please.
Como no?
Por favor.
Aquí tiene sus tabacos. El mejor tabaco de La Habana.
Ah, macho gra... muchas gracias.
15 pesos.
What's that?
$15.
$15?
Sí, señora.
Oh, my gosh.
¿Qué pasó?
I forgot to put my money in this purse. I have some friends right down the street. I'll go get them and bring the money back to you.
No money, no cigars.
What are you talking about? What do you mean what I did, for heaven's sake? If you hadn't grabbed a hold of my arm, I wouldn't have dropped the box.
Si estuviera traído dinero, no pasa esto. Now you have to pay for this.
Well, how can I pay for him if you don't let me go get the money from my friends?
You stay here. Your friends come back for you.
But they're not coming back for me.
Oh, then I call the police right now.
What are you talking about, for heaven's sake? Why should you call the police?
Espera ahí un ratito, ahorita regreso. La cobre, sí, me la guarda en algún momento. Sí.
Ah, señor Don Alberto.
Oh,
¿cómo
señor,
está usted?
Montes, muy
tanto
bien.
Gusto en verlo. ¿Cómo está la familia?
Muy bien, señor.
What can I do for you?
Well, I need some more cigars.
Ah, Tengo palmas, corona grande, panetelas, lo que usted guste. Sí. Oh, y me han dicho que ha comprado usted una casa en Santiago.
Ah, bueno, una casa así nomás. No vaya usted a creer que es una cosa en otro mundo.
Este es un tabaco excelente, ¿sabe usted? Mire.
Sí. Déjame ver también aquí estas palmas. Aquí, en lo que
usted. Corona grande, mire. ¿Qué es usted? ¿Qué es usted? ¿Corona grande o palmas? ¿Eso mejor? Bueno, mire usted. Esto lo hemos hecho con un tabaco selecto para gustos delicados de la aristocracia cubana. ¿Qué le parece?
Ah, qué bien está.
¿No es una cosa excelente? ¿Dónde está?
¿Dónde está?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Dónde está?
La americana loca esa que ha venido aquí, la turista esa. Dice usted que ha venido, me ha comprado cigarros, se ha ido sin pagarme, y además de eso los ha roto y los ha pisoteado, señor. No hay derecho. Pero, ¡ángelo! ¿Has visto a alguien salir por aquí?
Maybe she went out the store.
Oh, no puede ser. Señor Roberto, I'm sorry for this delay.
Don't worry. I am waiting for my nephew right here.
Which one?
Ricky, the one that married the Americana.
Oh, el maestro de orquesta. Este recuerdo que usted sea famoso. Tendré mucho gusto en verlo.
If you think that Americana turista of yours is bad, you should meet my nephew's wife.
No.
¿Cómo está? Mi sobrino, que es Enrique Ricardo.
Ah, tanto gusto, señor.
Mucho gusto. Señor, me acaba de pasar un poco. American ruined a whole box of his best cigars.
Sí, señor. Sí, señor. ¿Americano?
Sí. Una loca turista americana.
Sí, imagínese que ha venido, los ha roto, se ha querido ir sin pagar. Sin pagar, señor.
Disappeared right before his eyes.
No, no sé dónde se ha ido.
Una loca turista americana.
Loquísima, loquísima.
Remember, I gotta be someplace in 10 minutes.
Hey, look, what nice big cigar they make.
Yeah, they don't make them like they used to anymore. Boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this evening, the casino takes great pleasure and pride in presenting a very special attraction. Some years ago, a young boy left Cuba to go to America. The only thing that he took with him was a drum full of rhythm and a heart full of hope. He's back home tonight. Let's give him a real great welcome, Ricky Ricardo.
Tamales and apple pie. You see, you
Here's your hat, Uncle Alberto.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know how wonderful it is to be back in Cuba. And you know, I left here alone, but I didn't come back alone. I'd like you to meet my wife, a wonderful girl, Lucy. And I'd like to ask another member of the family to join me in the next number. I'd like you to meet my son, Ricky Jr.
Hey, gracias.
Gracias.
Now, even though little Ricky was born in America, I want to prove to you that there's a lot of Cuba in his heart.
Who's a mother of a boy like that is all right with me.
Word from our alternate week sponsor, Instant Sanka, another fine coffee from General Foods. I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, was brought to you by New Lilt, the only home permanent with squeeze bottle magic, the fastest, easiest home permanent ever. The part of Uncle Alberto was played by George Trevino. Mother Ricardo was Mary Emery, and Nacho Galindo was the cigar store owner. Eddie LeBaron played the nightclub MC, and Barbara Logan was the stewardess. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.